The Salt has some unique parks.
We're standing at the Nome and Ferry Home Building Zone, Basalt, Colorado.
On its face, this is just a wild field, spotted with cottonwoods and streams meandering toward the Roaring Fork River. But Basalt Councilman Auden Schendler says it's a perfect place for kids to use their imaginations and become builders. Schendler played zoning officer on a recent fall morning.
Okay, yeah. That one's exceeding the ordinance.
The rules are made clear on a sign at the entrance to the park behind Basalt's library. Nome and Ferry homes are to be no larger than 1 foot by 1 foot and constructed entirely of natural materials.
It's meant to be wild, and you're going to have to dig in the muck to find the right materials. We've seen houses built out of grass and rock, which makes sense because that's what you've got at hand. But it really fosters engagement with the natural world.
In the coming days, Basalt residents will decide how best to direct funding for this type of engagement with nature. There are two questions on the ballot tied to building a park and some development along the river at the Pan and Fork site. But there's a third question, 2H, that asks voters if the town should use more of an existing 1% sales tax for maintenance of parks, open spaces, and trails. Right now, that tax is used primarily to purchase new land. As voters consider these measures, Schendler says Basalt's Parks, Open Space, and Trails program, or POST, already has a lot going for it.
I think we're positioned to be one of the top towns in the West in terms of recreation access.
But to get there, the town needs to improve existing parks and expand the trail network, says Julie Kolar, who has served on the POST Citizen Advisory Board for 9 years.
There has been a tremendous focus on the river park, but in the meantime, in parallel, we are working on a plan to update Arbany Park as a key next priority.
The popular park needs new playground equipment, improvements to the swimming pool, and repairs to cracked sidewalks. If voters approve Measure 2H, projects like this one could use up to 20% of the total POST fund, which is about $325,000. If not, maintenance and operations will continue to receive up to half that amount. The tax is projected to raise about $1.6 million in 2016. Elizabeth Stewart-Zevery from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.